Blog Talk Radio.
September 11th, Benghazi, Libya. Terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda kill four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is briefed at 2 a.m. by the ambassador's deputy that it was, in fact, terrorism.
I briefed her on developments.
Yet 2 days later, Secretary Clinton and others blamed protesters and...
an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
An offensive video.
Deputy Hicks was shocked.
I was stunned. My jaw dropped. I was embarrassed.
But when Hicks dared to question why Secretary Clinton and others were contradicting the facts he told her, Clinton's chief of staff ordered him not to talk to Congress.
There was a concerted effort to shut him up. He was demoted. He was chewed out. And he essentially says he now has a job with no real responsibilities.
A 22-year diplomatic veteran, intimidated for daring to blow the whistle, all under Hillary Clinton's watch. How could this happen? Why did she blame a video? And was she part of a cover-up?
Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
The difference is a cover-up and four American lives that deserve the truth.
Generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. This was the moment when we ended a war and secured our nation and restored our image as the last best hope on earth.
I talked to a former Obama White House person just before Christmas when Obama was sort of adrift, figuring out what to do. His poll numbers were pretty low. And he said, look, the president needs to find an issue to campaign on. This is what he's good at. He's really good at campaigning, maybe not governing, according to this Democrat.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now. Now.
You feel that?
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we've got a lot to get through here today. A lot of this stuff I don't really understand, but we've got to get through with it anyway. And there's lots and lots and lots of people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom, so let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. All right, first of all, I've got to admit my ignorance. I'm not a nuclear scientist by any stretch. As far as radiation goes, what I do know, you get enough of it in your body, you're going to die. Those mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs that this irresponsible Congress allowed this EPA to cram down our throats, which I can't let that stuff go, man. This EPA has got to go. I cannot allow them. I can't. I cannot allow these people, I just cannot allow this stuff to go without pitching a bitch. We all should get together with this. We need to get together with our congresspeople and demand that this EPA, they have got to be lassoed. All right, enough of that. We'll get into that a little bit later. But this Fukushima, and I found this yesterday off of Alex Jones. I don't know if you know who Alex Jones is. He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, whatever, this and that. But he does actually uncover a lot of very important information, and he gets it out, and he's not afraid to get it out. And like I said, I'm not a big nuclear I just don't know very much about nuclear power other than it does burn clean. However, if you get too much radiation in you, you die. Other than that, I really don't know. What I do know is governments of any country have a very bad habit of lying to their people. They'll tell you the world the sky is falling and the world is melting when there's nothing happening. But when something really big is really happening, oh, nothing to see here. Oh, it's safe. Don't worry about it. No problem. Well, there's radiation popping up on the West Coast. Even as far as St. Louis, Missouri, there's radiation hotspots that are around the United States, thousands of percentages higher than normal background radiation. There is normal radiation on Earth. Some of it is harmless and some of it is not. Exactly which one is, which one isn't, again, I don't know. But the West Coast beaches where increased radiation levels have been documented by independent researchers and the Fukushima TEPCO plant workers have been caught using duct tape to fix their nuclear equipment. Now, again, I'm not an expert on radiation or nuclear power, but I can tell you that if you're going to use duct tape to fix your equipment, may not do the job. Just saying. I love duct tape. I use duct tape on everything. But duct tape cannot do everything. You can't just duct tape your way out of a problem. Kind of like liberals. They think that they can just tax their way out of a problem. We got a problem in the world? We'll tax something. It'll go away. It's too hot? Well, tax the friggin' sun. It's too cold? Well, tax the polar bears. I don't know. But according to both Japanese and United States governments, these events mean absolutely nothing. Nah, there's no problem. Yeah. Not a problem. After a viral video, goddamn, can we stop with that stupid word viral, please? I mean, I'm serious. Enough with that stupid word. People have to say it now. Well, look at me. I said the latest buzzword. No, you didn't. You just sound like an idiot. Excuse me. What the hell I got in my throat here? Good God. But I'm sick of that stupid word viral. I'm sick and tired of everybody. As soon as somebody comes up with a word, everybody has to use it over and over and over and over and over again. It does not make you more intelligent. Does not make you impressive. It just makes you somebody who can copy what somebody else said. Oh, okay. That's pretty easy. But enough with that stupid viral word, please. After a video emerged, and I'm sure you've seen this video. You've seen this guy walking around with his little meter there. And it's at normal, and then it starts to rise. It goes to 40, then 50, and then 100, and 140. So after the video emerged showing a man recording measurements of over 150 microrem per hour, whatever that means, I'm sure it's probably bad, 500% normal background radiation on a beach south of Pillar Point Harbor, San Mateo County, officials confirmed, but they said were befuddled as to the cause. Where's all this radiation coming from? Hello? In a new development, El Granada electrical engineer Stephen Weiss, a 40-year veteran designer of Geiger counters, that's that little meter I was talking about, took his own measurements and found hot spots that were returning levels 14 times normal background radiation. It's not normal, he says. I've never seen 400 CPM, again, whatever that is. If you know what it is, and I'm sure you know what it is, probably bad. I've never seen 400 CPM when I just wave my Geiger around. There has to be something radioactive for it to do that. Well, yeah. After studying a dirt sample in a spectrum analyzer, the substance was found to contain radium and thorium, which are both naturally occurring radioactive elements. No evidence of cesium-137. That's the bad stuff. Material used in the Fukushima reactors. So they're not finding what was used in the Fukushima reactors. Now, leading Weiss to conclude that the radiation had no link to the nuclear power plant in Japan. Well, I'm still on the fence with this stuff. I don't trust anybody. There are reports that a pipeline was once in this location, and oil pipelines can collect heavy radioactive materials. Geiger counters adding that babies and young children should be kept away from the beach to make sure that they don't inhale or eat the sand. Many were concerned that the radiation could be related to Fukushima because experts, there we go again with that word, experts, have concluded that the radioactive plume from the nuclear accident in March 2011 will reach U.S. coastal waters by early 2014. Well, we are in early 2014. That's what's getting people to think, wait a minute, why are these radiation levels rising at the same time that these experts told us it would? But there's nothing to see here. All right. As non-scientists, it remains difficult to ascertain the true threat posed by the Fukushima nuclear meltdown. Okay, that's true. That's me. I just want to know the truth, but we're never going to get the truth. You know the government isn't going to tell you the truth. Oh, we don't want to create a panic. You're not going to, excuse me, I have no idea what the hell's in my throat today. But you're not going to create a panic when you tell the truth. You're going to create a panic, if you don't tell the truth. And then when the truth arises, people see, oh, what's going on here? And they don't know what to do. They weren't prepared. They had no idea what it was. No idea what to do if it came your way. That's going to create a panic. But simply telling the American people and telling the Japanese people, and other countries too, I can only imagine that this is going to hit, you know, Central South America as well. Maybe Canada. But just be honest with the people. Look, if there's radiation problems, then tell the American people, look, there's radiation in this area over here. It came from the Fukushima power plant when they had an earthquake. This is the truth. These are the facts. Stay away from over here. Go over here. And if you do have to get close to it, well, you need to wear this. You need to do this. You need to do that. Bop-a-dop-a-dop-a-dop-a-dop, whatever you need. People aren't going to panic if you tell them the truth. They're going to panic if you lie to them, and the truth then arises. And when the truth arises, that's what sets off a panic. Because people weren't prepared. They had no idea what was about to hit them. Opinions seem to be polarized. Well, this is another thing. This is what it does. When you lie to people immediately, you're going to get some people going to believe the lie and other people that aren't going to believe the lie. You're going to have very few people in between. Me, I don't know what to believe. Unless I can see it, smell it, touch it, feel it, and roll it up and smoke it, I don't really believe it. I just want the truth. Doesn't matter what the truth is. I just want the truth. I don't care. Opinions seem to be polarized, with some saying it represents a dire threat to humanity, while others, mainly those in positions of authority, isn't that always the case? Always those in authority, downplaying the issue as completely harmless. Of course they're going to do that. Don't want to set off a panic. Probably because they have no idea what the real truth is. And their ignorance is so overwhelming that they can't go out and talk about something they know nothing about. So they say there's no problem. The truth, however, must obviously lie somewhere in between. Okay, I can probably agree with that. But constant efforts to mislead the public on behalf of both the Japanese government and TEPCO, that's the company that runs or ran the Fukushima power plant, the TEPCO officials, by lying about the true scale of the radiation, has only stoked, this is what happens. When you lie about Benghazi, you create suspicion. Well, what are we supposed to think? You only get bits and pieces of information, and the bits and pieces that you do have are 90% lies. So what else are we supposed to think? If you want to get rid of the suspicion, just tell the goddamn truth. It's all you got to do. And telling the truth, let me tell you something, it doesn't hurt. You don't bleed. You don't feel any pain at all. Actually feels pretty good to tell the truth, believe it or not. If you know the truth, that's another thing. So the truth must obviously lie somewhere in between, but constant efforts to mislead the public on behalf of both Japanese government and TEPCO officials by lying about the true scale of the radiation release has only stoked suspicion. A recently passed law, well, that's all we need, more recently passed laws, that'll solve it. A recently passed law also imposes 10-year prison sentences on journalists who seek to obtain sensitive information about Fukushima. Well, how dare them goddamn journalists want to find out the truth? Those bastards, we're going to have to get them. How dare you? How dare you, Mr. Journalist, out there trying to find the truth? What's the matter with you? Throw that guy in jail. Yeah, put him next to that filmmaker that created all that ruckus in Benghazi. Yeah, we'll fix them. I mean, look, we don't have very many journalists out there that are that curious to find out the truth. But when we do get a couple of them, now we have to persecute them and prosecute them? 10 years for finding out the truth. That's unbelievable. Years in prison for inquiring facts. Think about that. 10 years in jail for inquiring facts. Maybe that's possibly why we don't have a responsible media. They're afraid to go to jail if they tell the truth. We don't have a problem in this country. Overreaction. And the EPA's horrendous role in lying to the American people and tens of thousands at Ground Zero workers in the weeks after 9/11. This is the EPA. They're the same people who tell you that you can't use your regular incandescent light bulb because it's killing polar bears and melting the planet. So they make you buy a mercury-laden baby-killing light bulb that if you drop it, you've got to evacuate your home. You've got to put on a nuclear zoot suit. Clean it up a certain way. And if you're in San Francisco, you got no way of disposing this because you're supposed to put it in two plastic bags. Well, plastic bags in San Francisco are outlawed. So what the hell are these people in San Francisco supposed to do? You can't have paper bags because you had to cut down a tree. How are they supposed to properly dispose of these life? You can't use plastic bags. They have no paper bags. Well, San Francisco, I don't feel sorry for you. So the EPA is down there telling the Ground Zero workers after 9/11 that the asbestos-laden air was safe to breathe. No. First of all, you don't have to be an EPA member. You don't have to be a scientist. You can be a dummy like me and know that asbestos will kill you. It's not going to kill you right away, but it will give you cancer, and you will die from it. And if you've ever seen anybody with asbestos cancer, whatever the exact cancer name is, I don't know. It's not a pretty sight. So why would they lie about that? Well, one, I think that the EPA is just ignorant. I don't think they have very intelligent people there. Now, again, intelligence does not simply mean having information. Intelligence means having accurate information. Well, the EPA, look, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out. You can be a dummy like me and know that the EPA is not that intelligent, especially when they're going to make you use a baby-killing mercury-laden light bulb that has to be disposed of in a certain way. You can't use a vacuum. You can't use a broom. And if you have no duct tape, you have no tape at all, well, that, I don't know what the hell you're going to do. I can't understand how this government would allow light bulbs like this to be mandatory. Incandescent light bulbs are illegal. You can't buy them anymore. And now you know what's going to happen. You're going to have somebody with a whole stack of light bulbs. They're going to sell them on the black market. And now they're going to get arrested, and they're going to be thrown in jail, thrown in prison. Imagine that, being thrown in prison for selling a light bulb. Imagine that. You got to be next to a child raper, a mass murderer because you sold a light bulb. Imagine that. Your cellmate is a mass murderer. You're right next to him because you sold a light bulb. Nah, we don't got any problems in this country. We're doing just fine. So the EPA claims that the asbestos-laden air was safe to breathe, has also created an environment of distrust when it comes to the public health concerns. Well, yeah. Information going back to 2011 shows the scientists were already concerned about the increase in radiation levels and the overall fallout from the dilapidated Fukushima plant. We can even go back to the declaration by scientist Marco Caltafin, I guess is how you pronounce his name, of the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, that radioactive hot particles had been found at 2 out of 3 radiation monitoring stations in Boston. As you are likely aware, hot particles are microscopic pieces of radioactive material that can absolutely wreak havoc on your body. Yeah. Now enter a flurry of stories that have seemingly been popping up one after another as radiation levels are continually being monitored around the nation, namely the West Coast, where the bulk of the Fukushima-linked scenarios have been documented. Well, I got a lot of family on the West Coast. Sorry, but it's a little bit concerning. In what sounds like an apocalyptic plot for the latest thriller film, we have mutated whales now washing up dead. Imagine that. They got cases of conjoined gray whale calves that are popping up dead. Well, think of all the fish, man. There's a lot of people that fish in the Pacific Ocean. There's a lot of fish in the Pacific Ocean. We eat a lot of fish from the Pacific Ocean. You don't have to be on the West Coast to eat fish from the West Coast. Well, again, I'm not an expert on radiation, but I do know that if you have enough radiation in you, yeah, you're going to get cancer, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, and eventually you're going to die. And it's probably not going to be a pretty death either. Slow and painful. Maybe it might be quick, I don't know, but it's still going to be painful. It doesn't really matter if it's slow or quick. The fact is, you're dead. Now what are these fishermen supposed to do? But there's nothing to worry about. There's no problem. Really? Oh, okay. Coincidentally, of course, this is happening at the same time that the radiation hotspots exceeding 1,400% increase over normal levels. 1,400% increase. That's 1,400. That's a pretty big increase. Again, I'm not a mathematician, but 1,400% increase is a lot, especially when it comes to radiation. It's even happening at the same time that similar 500% increases have been disregarded by government officials who admit that they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what the hell is happening, but they deny any connection to the Fukushima plant. So radiation is just popping up out of nowhere. Okay. In fact, that has always been the mantra of these government health officials. It's always the mantra of the government health officials. We have no idea what's going on, but it's definitely not Fukushima. Quote, unquote. Because just as Japanese government has assured its citizens that Fukushima is perfectly safe and poses no real threat to your health, while secretly reviewing studies that reveal the plant released massively more radiation than admitted and LED to 78% of the radioactive waste being dumped into the Pacific Ocean. 78% of this waste is going into the Pacific Ocean. Now, it seems to me, now it's just me, but if you're putting that much radiation into the ocean, don't you think that the EPA would have a bigger bitch than whether somebody's using an incandescent light bulb or whether somebody's using coal? It's okay to have radiation poisoning, but you can't burn coal. And you can't use an incandescent light bulb. So you tell me what the hell's wrong with that picture. I mean, again, how do these people sleep at night? How do people sleep at night? How do you do that? How do you look somebody square in the friggin' eye and tell them that you can't use an incandescent light bulb and you can't burn coal? 1,400% increase in radiation is fine. No problem. Go ahead and eat the fish. Go ahead and breathe all that asbestos air. It's fine. But goddamn you, don't you ever use another one of those incandescent light bulbs. We're going to throw you in jail. Don't you dare burn coal either. I mean, what is this country coming to? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Look, we had nothing to do with the Fukushima plant. That was an earthquake. Japan didn't have anything to do with it. Yeah, I love nuclear power because it's clean and it produces a lot of power. But If it's not handled responsibly, obviously these are things that happen. Now, are there safeguards that you could put in place so it can handle a big earthquake like that? Well, I guess. I don't know. I'm assuming that there might be something out there. But that plant was rather old. If I remember correctly, I think that plant was like over 30 years old. So maybe maybe they need to set more standards that if a plant is over a certain age, it's got to be shut down and reconfigured, refixed, do whatever. I don't know. I don't have the answers to this stuff. But if you're going to go out there, you're the EPA, who has the authority to arrest you, gold, and you pollute the water. If you use a light bulb, they can throw you in jail because you sold a light bulb. The very core of the Fukushima disaster timeline that has been regurgitated by the shamestream media and government agencies alike was almost exclusively based on information provided by plant operator TEPCO, a company that is now on the record of having lied to the population of the world in a major way. And there were no signs they would ever tell the truth unless forced to do so. That's how it is with anybody in any kind of authority. Which that kind of mindset, that kind of culture in this world, again, that needs to be fixed. It wasn't until an independent investigation revealed the actual levels of radiation released from the plant around two and a half times, more than TEPCO could even admit. The TEPCO was forced to go on the record and state that the radiation levels they released were indeed much lower than reality. Really? Yeah, we lied. Oh, well, that's it. Okay. No accountability. Nah, well, they told the truth now. Yeah, now that it's too late. However, the independent investigation into the Fukushima radiation levels not only exposed the lies by TEPCO regarding the radiation explosion of the plant, but it also found that around 78% of the caesium, I can't pronounce this name, I don't know what it is, caesium-137. Anyway, it's the bad radiation. That's all you need to know. There's bad radiation released by the plant was funneling into the Pacific Ocean, 78%. The plant now states that three reactor meltdowns at the Fukushima plant released about 900,000, oh, good God, I cannot pronounce this name, terabecquerels, well, anyway, 900,000 bad whatever of radioactive substances. Anyway, it's bad. A lot of bad stuff. A lot of radioactive, toxic, poisonous stuff is entering the ocean. Now, the ocean does clean itself. It is one of the most powerful things on planet Earth, probably in the solar system. It can clean itself up, but it can't clean itself up that much. This stuff, this radiation, this is serious stuff. I'm sure the ocean will be able to take care of it over time. But we don't have 1,000 years to wait. Exactly what to do, what we can do, what anybody can do to fix this, to combat this, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I don't think anybody does. And if they do, well, then get hot. Fix it. But just because you don't have the answers doesn't mean that you have to lie to people. This is where the only reason why I'm even talking about this stuff is because of that. Is the lies. We get lies from the government. We get lies from the government agencies. We get lies from the media. We get lies, 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 lies. And if you question those lies and you want to find out the truth, that you get thrown in jail. This is my point. Exactly what can be done, I don't know. But I think we need to start telling the truth to the American people. And anybody on the West Coast needs to have this information. Maybe there's something they can do to protect themselves. I don't know. But there's a lot of people that eat a lot of fish out of the Pacific Ocean, all across the world. Pretty big ocean. I've been all over it. Believe me, it's big. Pacific Ocean is big. And this radiation has gone from Japan to the West Coast. Well, that's the entire width of the Pacific Ocean. Go ahead and get yourself out a globe. Take a look how big the Pacific Ocean is. That's a hell of a lot of radiation. I just want these people to tell the truth. If there is radiation poisoning, radiation this, radiation that, whatever, what can we do as citizens to, well, protect ourselves? Instead of telling us that there's no problem because you don't know what the hell to do to fix it, I'm sure there's somebody, I'm sure there's organizations, I'm sure there's scientists who know information, but you can't tell the truth. You tell the truth, well, it might expose somebody, and we can't have that, and then it'll look embarrassing for the government. We just can't do that. So just go out there and tell the people that it's safe, and if people die, well, you know, that's what happens. According to Kat Sebelius, you know, some people live, some people die. It's just the way it is. I really don't know what to think about this whole story here. I really don't. Other than we're not getting the truth from our government. That I do know. That I know for a fact. And radiation poisoning is serious. It's deadly. Deadly serious. That I know for a fact. All right. I think I've exhausted this. Let's open up my treasure chest here. See if we can plunder for any poop. Two dead after Navy helicopter crashes near Virginia coast. Yeah, I didn't like that story yesterday. Part of my job in the Navy, we were to go pick up helicopters and planes that crashed. So it's kind of close to me here, this kind of stuff. And when helicopters go down, they're very seldom are there survivors. You crash in a helicopter, I mean, if you live, you are the luckiest individual on planet Earth. I hate helicopters. Flown over them bastards over Iran in the Persian Gulf. Yeah. Scary stuff, man. Way they turn, no. Head first into the ocean, nah, don't like that. Helicopters, I don't do helicopters, uh-uh. That's just me. Senator Udall asked the state to cook books on sectoral care. This Udall, this guy, I just, another piece of work has to go. We've got to clean house, man. November, we've got to do a lot of spring cleaning come November. But in the meantime, we've got to start holding these people's feet to the fire and not accepting any more lies. Whatever they tell us, we have to question it. Make them prove it. Back it up or shut it up. Former Guantanamo Bay detainee and his group are expected to be designated foreign terrorist entities over the Benghazi attack. Have we got anybody prosecuted yet? We've got a couple of suspects, but have we done anything to capture them? Done anything to get them? We done anything? Oh, that's right. We've got the culprit. He's in jail. Was he in Florida? Is it Florida or California? But we got the culprit. So we don't need to go out there and find the actual men that, well, crashed the gate and murdered four of our American brothers. We don't need to go get those guys. See, they were just reacting to this video. It's not their fault. Boys being boys, reacting to a video. You can't blame them. Plus, we had to find a way to get 400 surface-to-air missiles into the hands of the Syrian rebels. War on coal. Oh, God almighty. There's some stuff on this. More executive orders, more EPA regulations. In Virginia, you voted for your own unemployment. You shouldn't even get unemployment insurance in Virginia. You voted to take away your jobs. It's very difficult for me to feel sorry for anybody in Virginia. And I want to, because there's a lot of good people in Virginia. And there was a lot of people that didn't want this crap, but they have to suffer for it. They have to suffer. You ever notice that when somebody does something stupid, they never suffer from it? It's always everybody else. You ever notice that? Government screws up, do they suffer? No. You suffer. So I guess it's okay to go be stupid. Maybe that's why there's so many stupid people in this country. Because if you're stupid, well, you don't have to be held accountable and you don't have to be responsible because you're an idiot. Is anybody tired of idiots running this country? I know I am. I've had a buttful of it. You don't have to be the most intelligent person in the world to be in government. You just got to be a little honest. That's 99.9% of the game. That's most of the game for anything in life. Obama donor to head IRS Tea Party targeting investigation. Well, gee, of course. They're not gonna put somebody in there that isn't one of theirs to investigate what they did wrong. I mean, come on. And you know they're going to find no wrongdoing. Really, no wrongdoing. Oh, okay. So all those committee hearings and all that, those lies and all the evidence that has been overwhelmed us for how long now? That's no problem. There was no wrongdoing in that. Oh, okay. Just think if Bush would have done that. I hate bringing back Bush. Yeah, I know Bush screwed up a lot. Okay, fine. Every president screws up. Whether it was Bush or not, if a Republican would have done that. Remember when Nixon tried it? The IRS said, no, we're not going to do it. But Nixon did have to pay a price for it, and he didn't even complete it. This guy completes it. He gets it done. He does harass his political foes. Don't tell me for one second that this administration had nothing to do with it. You cannot convince me that this president pro tempore, Barry Satoro, did not know what the IRS was doing. The direction may not have come out of his fat mouth, but it most definitely came out of Valerie Jarrett's fat mouth. Pretty sure about that one. Christie outraged by unacceptable email exchanges over the George Washington Bridge lane closures. I mean, do I really have to cover this stupid story? Ah, God, what a waste of time. Ah, Jesus, I mean, this is just junk. I mean, there's so many things wrong with this story. You read it. First of all, it's hardly anything. But you know how that is. When there's actually nothing going on, somebody has to turn that into something completely blown out of proportion. For what? Well, they're trying to do everything they can to get votes. This is nothing more than the Democrats trying to put Christie down because he's supposedly the front runner. Which I hope not, but... And if they did close the George Washington Bridge to – this is what I don't understand. You close the bridge to get back at one of your political foes who didn't support you. Well, how was that punishing this particular political foe that didn't support you by closing a bridge? That's not punishing him. That's punishing the people that have to use the goddamn bridge. So, I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. None of this whole story, none of it makes sense. But that's all anybody can talk about. Why? Because we can't talk about facts and truth and how the country is country's quality of life is sinking. We can't talk about that. We have to talk about Chris Christie. White House blames polar vortex on global warming. Oh, God, do I have to cover this crap now, too? Is there anything out there today that is, I mean, this is it? This is what we get? This is all that we can talk about? I mean, this is ridiculous. White House reaches out to Senator Paul for economy meeting. Oh, God almighty. I mean, geez. I mean, just get out the bucket and puke in it now. Oh, for God's sakes. That's going to be ridiculous. All right, let's get into this. Two crewmen have died, the Navy News says, after one of its helicopters crashed during a training mission off the coast of Virginia. The Navy said in a statement Wednesday that the MH-53E, our helicopters were Sea Snakes. Sea Snake 10, I remember her real well. Emergency flight quarters. Every time that damn bird went in the air, it had emergency flight quarters. I hate helicopters. The MH-53E Sea Dragon helicopter had gone into waters off Virginia Beach near Fort Story. The two who died were among four crewmen hoisted from the 42-degree waters by a Navy helicopter and taken to a hospital, the Navy said in a statement. The two surviving sailors were being treated at Sinatra Norfolk General Hospital, or Sentara, Sinatra. One is listed in serious condition, the other has been upgraded to fair, the Navy said in a news release. A fifth crew member still remains missing as of Thursday morning. That is not good news. The identity of the dead crewman will not be released until 24 hours after families have been notified. Today has definitely been a tough day for all of us, Captain Todd Flannery said, the commander of the helicopter Sea Combat Wing Atlantic. Our heartfelt prayers go out to the families and loved ones of those killed and injured in today's crash. Well, my heart goes out to the victims and to the victims' families for that crash as well. Nobody likes to hear that. I don't like to hear it, being a Navy man. Just don't like to hear it. And I hate helicopters. Senator Udall asked the state to cook the books on Sotoral care. Really? Ow. Oh, Democrats wouldn't do that. Democrats don't do that. That's naughty. Democrats tell the truth because they care. And they love. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh. That's all it's about, these politicians, is cooking the books. I mean, you got Jay Carney up there. He's puking out all these arbitrary and baseless numbers that he pulled directly out of his ass. 2 million, 6 million people are all signing up. Look at all these people. They're all signing up. Everybody's signing up. Nobody signed up. At the height of controversy surrounding President pro tempore Barry Sotoro's promise on the federal health care overhaul, U.S. Senator Mark Udall's office worked to revise press accounts that 249,000 Coloradans received health care cancellation notices. 249,000 figure was produced inside the Colorado Division of Insurance Udall's office lobbied that the agency revise that figure or revise their definition of what qualified as a cancellation. Now, how the hell do you need to revise a definition of what qualifies as a cancellation? Okay, you get a letter in the mail that says your insurance company or your insurance policy has been canceled. That's a cancellation letter, you idiot. There is no need to redefine it. Your insurance policy has been canceled. Whether you were able to get another insurance policy right away or not. The fact is that your policy was canceled, and it is a hassle. Look, if you've ever signed up for health care, you know it's a hassle. So you get canceled because you didn't have abortion care. Whether you were able to get into new insurance right away or not is not the point. The fact is that your policy was canceled. Now you got to get into another policy that's going to be much more expensive. Cover things that you don't want, don't need, never will want, never will need. Like the Little Sisters of the Poor. I mean, I still can't get over that one. I mean, this administration, man, you're bullies. That's what you are. You're bullies. The biggest bully we have in our country is our government. It's not that fat little bastard out on the playground who's beating up everybody. It's not the jerk who's making fun of the little girl with a and her pigtails. Walks with a limp. The government is the bully. All the government agencies are sub-bullies. They work for the big bully. The big bully is President pro tempore Barry Satoro. And if you don't know what I mean by President pro tempore, I cannot call the man a president. You don't follow the Constitution, I cannot call you a president. If you're going to executive order everything that you want and not go through Congress, that is not a president. I call you president pro tempore because we got to figure out what the hell to do with you. You're only temporary. If we had a responsible Congress, this man would have been impeached a long time ago. But we don't have a responsible Congress because most of them sons of bitches are just in on it with him, including the Republicans. John Boehner. Hello. Peter King. They're all in on this together. You can always tell a politician when what side they're really on. When they claim, well, it's not a real controversy. We don't need to be talking about this. And, oh, yeah, Rand Paul shouldn't even be in Senate. Well, Mr. King, you shouldn't be in the House. How about that? Huh? How much money are you making off Obamacare there, Mr. King? I'm curious. You got investments in something? What is it? I don't know. I'm not pointing my fingers, assuming and accusing you of this. I'm just asking a question. You talk a big game. Oh, Obamacare sucks. Obamacare this. Obamacare that. We got to repeal, 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 repeal. They get a perfect opportunity, hand-delivered to them on a platinum, diamond-studded platter. All they had to do was hold the line and just could not wait to drop trowel and surrender. Remember when surrendering was not an option? Yeah. I also remember when I was free. That was nice. I kind of liked it. From an email inside the Colorado Division of Insurance, the DOI they call it, Director of External Affairs, Joe Donnellan bluntly stated to her colleagues, quote unquote, let me read it, Senator Udall says that our numbers were wrong. They are not wrong. Cancellation notices affected 249,199 people. They want to trash our numbers. I'm holding strong while we get more details. Many have already done early renewals. Regardless, they received cancellation notices. Good for you there, Joe. Good for you. Don't let these bullies run roughshod over you. And that's what these people are. They're bullies. They don't get their way. They start throwing fits. That's what it's all about. You just have to get your way. It doesn't matter regardless of the cost. It doesn't matter how many other people are affected. They just have to get their way. Well, I want to play center field for the New York Yankees. And that hater, Joe Girardi, will not hire me for center field because I don't have any goddamn ability. So let's just say that Joe Girardi put away his hater cap and said, yeah, you can go ahead and play center field for the New York Yankees. How many people do you think that would affect in a negative way? First of all, every Yankee fan would hate me. As soon as I come running on the field, they'd be throwing stuff at me. I'd never make it out to center field. As soon as I came up to the plate, you know, the other guys are just going to throw at my head because I have no business being there. But because I want it, well, then I should deserve it. I should have it. That's what I don't like about these politicians. They don't think about other people. They're only concerned with themselves. So who is this guy really trying to protect? Why are these people trying to protect this the stupid Sotoro care in the first place? There isn't anybody with half a broken wet noodle for a brain in this country that can see the benefits of this stupid health care. Nobody. And if you do see the benefits, where? Where are they? Who's benefiting? Who's benefiting from this? I don't know one person. I know the country isn't benefiting from it. How many people have lost their jobs because of this? How many people have lost their hours because of this? How many people have lost their health care? They've lost it. They don't have any health insurance. Preconditions or not. Yeah, that law, it sounds good, doesn't it? And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I kind of agree. I kind of like that idea that if you've got a pre-existing condition, you get cancer, you shouldn't have to lose your health insurance because you get cancer. I kind of agree with that. I'm sorry, but there are ways to work around this stuff. There are ways to do this, these kinds of things. But when you don't plan it, you don't sit down and overhauling health care, first of all, should have took a number of years in real time. How long did it take them? It didn't take them very long at all. They sat down in a room, had their commie little buddies throw a bunch of crap on a table, packaged it up, put a friggin' bow on it, and shoved it down your throat in the middle of the night. Something like this should, first of all, they should have had some kinds of testing with it to find out if it would work. Put it in certain areas, certain places. Find out what works, what doesn't work. This should have taken years to completely overhaul, to make sure that it was going to be beneficial to everybody.
Well, we didn't have that much time because these people don't have insurance and we got to do it now.
Well, nobody has insurance now. More people. There are more people now without insurance than there was before Obama was elected and before this stupid health care came out. Those are the real numbers. And especially since we have 91.5 million people out of work. How many of those people do you think still have health care? But the unemployment rate is 7%. Huh. And now you're going to allow the EPA to go absolutely hog wild. More restrictions, more regulations, more fines, more taxes. Let's get into this here right now. Let me find this. Where the hell is it? We'll get into the other story. Here it is. Look, okay, fine. Coal produces CO2. Well, whatever. If it wasn't for CO2, we wouldn't have life on planet Earth. Here's what I would like to see. If you're going to have an EPA, a legitimate environmental protection agency, a legitimate agency, I don't consider any of these people in the EPA legitimate, first of all. Why they have arresting authority is mind-boggling to me. Why they are allowed to make policy is mind-boggling to me. You're the EPA. You get a clipboard and a test tube. Get a gun. Period. But what I would like to have the EPA do, that if they're going to come out and say that this and this and this and this and this is wrong, well, they need to come out and say that and that and that and that and that is right. If you're going to be able to tell somebody that they're doing it wrong, you need to be able to tell them how to do it right. Otherwise, keep your fat yap shut. And that's the bottom friggin' line. But they don't. They don't have to. They can just go up to a coal company. You're doing it wrong. So do it right. Yeah, but how do I do it right? Doesn't matter. You're doing it wrong. And if you're not going to do it right, well, then we're going to shut you down. I mean, how can you take somebody like that seriously? Have you ever had somebody do that to you? Say you're doing it wrong, but they can't tell you how to do it right? Well, I mean, it's easy to sit back and say, yeah, you're doing it wrong. But now what are you going to do to make them do it right? Well, you don't. Because if they continue to do it wrong, well, you fine them, you tax them, and you throw them in jail. That'll teach them. Really. Virginia, 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 Virginia. I mean, what the hell did you people do? Now you have nothing to fight with now. You've got a governor that wants to get rid of all the coal mines. You have nobody in your state that will stand up and fight for you. What are people going to do when they can't get electricity to run their little Priuses? What are they going to do? What is anybody going to do? There's a lot of people that have electric heat. I know on the East Coast here, most of it's oil. But a lot of places, especially on the West Coast, they've got electric heat. What are they supposed to do if you can't get electricity? Or if the electricity is so expensive you can't afford it? Now, I know there's old people out there. Okay, fine. They've lived a long life, blah, blah, blah. But they're still people, and they're still living. And they have the right to continue living until they're dead. They should not have to die because they can't afford electricity. Because this government has made it so expensive that they can't afford it. So they freeze to death. Does that bother you, anybody in the EPA? Does that bother you, Mr. Satoru, when you're on the golf course? Do you think about stuff like that? I'm wondering. All your vacations that you take, does any of this stuff, do you think about this stuff? Do you think about all the rules and regulations and restrictions and guidelines and taxes and all these other things that are affecting the American people's lives and livelihoods, their quality of life? Does that bother you at all? Me personally, if I was doing this to that many people, it needs affecting the entire country. Not just a little group. Not just so-called 5%. Why, it's so small. I don't care if it's 1%. I don't care if it's one person. I certainly wouldn't be able to play golf with that kind of stuff on my conscience. I couldn't be able to take a vacation. I would feel embarrassed to take a vacation. But there he is with his feet up on the desk, looking like he's in charge. Oh, he's really working hard for that middle class, isn't he? Yeah, he's working hard to get rid of the middle class. There's only one way to end this, and that's to end it. That's it. We can't wait, Mr. King, till we get the House and the Senate, and then wait a couple more years till we get the President and then or the White House, and then we got to do this and do that and have discussions. By then, I mean, we've seen what this Obamacare has done in just a few months. Wait till these unions. It's 2014 now. A few months, they're going to start losing their health care. They're going to have to go into Obamacare. Wait till these union boys get their health care canceled. Wait till that starts happening. You can't keep putting more and more waivers. That ain't going to work. You can't keep giving more and more waivers until a Republican president comes in so that these unions can blame the Republican president. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. God only knows what these people. I don't even think they know. They're not about any plans. They're not about anything. They're just about disrupting, distracting, obfuscating. As long as they're doing fine, they don't care. As long as they've got a Republican that they can blame, they don't care. As long as they've got anybody that they can put the blame on besides themselves, they just don't care. That's their game. That's their thing. Just go out and blame people for stuff. And that way, when everybody's talking about Chris Christie, we can go over here and do all this and do all that and do whatever the hell we want to. Nobody will know. And then when it happens, well, we can just blame a Republican for it. Am I the only one that sees this stuff? I mean, sometimes I wonder. I'd like to know why our media isn't more up in arms over this stuff. Our quality of life in this country is dropping dramatically. It's already been 3 months since the Obama administration debuted their draft proposal detailing what is a ban on construction of coal-fired power plants. And even that reveal was a result of still another months-long delay as the administration struggled to formulate the rules in a way that could both survive the inevitable legal challenges while not restricting greenhouse gas emissions so stringently as to disqualify even the construction of new natural gas plants. This isn't about emissions. It has nothing to do with emissions. It has to do with money. The EPA did not make you buy these mercury-laden, baby-killing light bulbs because of the environment. It's about money. Obviously, there's some big to-do with China because we borrow so much money from them that if we want to continue buying our borrowing money from China so we can spend it on illegal aliens and global warming that doesn't exist and all these other cylinders. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, those green companies. That should have been illegal right there. I mean, there should have been people thrown in jail for that stimulus package. They literally took the United States American taxpayer money to give to campaign donors. And they all walked away with a multi-million dollar bonus. What did you walk away with? Anybody get a job from that stimulus package? Do you know anybody who got a job from that stimulus package? Besides those stimulus or Solyndra companies? There was a lot of them. It wasn't just Solyndra. $800 billion of your money burnt, given to the hands of this President pro tempore's friends because they voted for him. Went into the hands of unions. Like, unions need more money. Unions don't have enough money. They need more money. He was going to save Detroit from going bankrupt. Really. And here's another thing. With people made fun of Mitt Romney for saying let Chevrolet and Chrysler go bankrupt. I would have let them go bankrupt too. Just because you go bankrupt doesn't mean that you're completely out of business. You're reorganizing. It's good thing. It's not a bad thing. But these idiots on the left don't understand that. They only hear the word bankrupt. And they think, well, if you're bankrupt, well, you're destitute. You're out. You're done. Kaput. These people are idiots. They don't bother. They're freaking lazy. Flat refuse to go out and just study some of this stuff and learn the information. They hear one word and that's it. They assume and accuse the rest. That's lazy thinking. You can't look at just a superficial side of any issue. You've got to crack open that top and dig deep down inside and pull out that pink, juicy meat in the middle. I'm sorry that you're going to have to get your fat ass off the couch, put down the bag of Cheetos, turn your brain back on, if it'll still work, and learn some of this stuff so you know what the hell you're talking about. And what happened to Chevrolet anyway? They went bankrupt, which is what Mitt Romney said they needed to do, and they did need to do it. Airlines do it all the time. My God, when I was a kid, Continental, it seemed like Continental was always going bankrupt. Just because you go bankrupt doesn't mean you're out of business. It can be very healthy for a company. They reorganize. And they have to basically start over again. And they build their way back up. It's actually a healthy thing. It's not, you go bankrupt, you're not completely out of business. And that's what these liberals just flat refuse to acknowledge. And we had nobody in the media that was curious enough to say this. Nobody in the media knew this? Please. Come on. Come on. I don't buy that. There's a lot of smart people in this country. I mean, look, if I know this stuff, come on. There's got to be at least one person in the media that knew it. But because he was Mitt Romney and he's a Republican, well, we can't let him get away with it because he wants Chevrolet to go bankrupt and he wants to starve children. I mean, it's just, what are these people? I just. But we don't have the big three in Detroit anymore. They're Honda, Nissan, Toyota. That's your big three. Imagine that. That's your big three automakers in Detroit. And this president was going to single-handedly save Detroit? Really? Let me see if I got something like that. I'm pretty sure he said something like that. Where do I have it? Oh, here it is. Let's listen to this. Here it is. This is your president pro tempore, Barry Satoro.
But we refuse to throw in the towel and do nothing. We refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt. I bet on American workers and American ingenuity, and 3 years later, that bet is paying off in a big way.
Yeah, sure is, isn't it? That bet is paying off in a big way. Ford, Chevy, and Chrysler, well, they're not the big three anymore. They've moved over and let the bigger dogs come in. Toyota, Honda, Nissan. That's your big three in Detroit, and this president was going to save Detroit. Detroit is damn near a wasteland, which breaks my heart because I loved that city. I still love it. I came this close from moving there, working with Ford Motor Credit. There's a lot to offer in Detroit. Detroit is one of those cities. There's a lot of history in Detroit. That whole area, Dearborn, the whole damn area. There's a lot of history there in Detroit. There's no excuse why that city is in the shape that it's in. But 70 years of Democratic rule, that'll do it for you. It'll make stuff like that happen. But it's not the Democrats' fault for ruling. for 70 years. It's that one rogue Republican. I mean, I get tired of saying the same things over and over again, but damn it. All right, let's see if we can finish this. The draft rules, we're still talking about the war on coal. The draft rules are the first ever to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. I'm sick of that stupid goddamn greenhouse gas emissions. Every time these idiots breathe, they're releasing greenhouse gas emissions. The rules require that new power plants be built with carbon capture and storage capabilities if they burn coal, or that they burn lower emission fuels like natural gas. Okay, well, here's a couple of things on this right now. First of all, that a carbon capture and storage capabilities. Okay, one, on the surface again, superficial side. That's all they see. It's all liberals see. Yeah, that's a great idea if you can do it. Can we do it? Well, we haven't got that technology developed yet. It's still basically in the planning phases. It's not ready for prime time. It's not ready to be implemented yet. But, you know, the EPA, they passed a piece of legislation. They didn't need to go through Congress. They're the EPA. And they got guns, and if you argue with them, they can arrest you. Which anybody who comes up to you from the EPA and they try to arrest you, you do have the right to refuse that arrest. They're not a legitimate arresting authority, just so you know. They're not legitimate. They do not have the right to arrest you. If we had a responsible justice system in this country, you'd be able to win that case. So we'll leave it at that. Secondly, how are we allowed to burn natural gas? We can't go into the ground and get it because we might kill an animal that doesn't exist in, well, the Badlands. Might affect, well, rock. Look, we've got the natural gas. We've got oil. There's no reason why we can't be dependent on our natural resources. We do not need to buy one damn drop of oil from the Middle East or Central and South America. Once we become independent on natural resources, we will make a lot of money. This country will prosper. Not only will we have the natural resources for us, but we can turn around and sell it to other people. Again, we will be able to prosper. More people will have jobs. We can use that money. Here's what I propose. I propose, first of all, scrapping the EPA and just put a few people up there just to make simple recommendations. That's all you do is you make recommendations. You do not make policy. And all that, those billions of dollars that we spend so the EPA can go flying up to Chicken, Alaska, harass these gold miners with guns and full body armor just to test their water. So those people need to go. They need to be gone. Take away their guns. They don't get a gun. You're the EPA. You get a clipboard and a test tube. You do not get a gun. You do not make policy. You make recommendations, and that's it. So you take those billions of dollars that you used to spend on the EPA, and you take that money and you invest into, you need something like a, you don't have to have it exactly like a Manhattan Project, but you need something similar to it. And you put the brightest and the smartest and the best people, you put them in a frickin' room, you lock the goddamn door, and you don't let the bastards out until they figure it out. We can come up with technology. I do believe if you can think it, you can dream it, it can be done. But dreams don't come true on their own. You have to work that dream. Again, I dream of playing center field for the New York Yankees, but I can't just have it happen. First of all, I would have to work at it. And since I'm older than most of the players out there. Actually, older than all of them. And I don't have any ability. I've got a hell of a lot of work to do. So I can't expect that Joe Girardi would hire me to play center field for the New York Yankees. You have to work your dream. You do not work your dream will never come true. And it's that way with anything. It doesn't matter what the hell it is. The dream could be small, it could be big. You dream of having a brand new car. You never had one before. Well, you know how you work that dream? Well, you go out and you earn the money to buy the son of a bitch. That's how you work your dream. Just because you have an idea, because you have a dream, doesn't mean that you have the power just to pass a piece of legislation and have it deemed so. If the EPA, you're going to make all these recommendations that these coal plants, they can't produce this much toxic air, well, then you need to tell them how to produce less toxic air. You can't just tell them that they're doing it wrong. You need to tell them how to do it right. And if you don't know it, then you need to keep your mouth shut. You're affecting a lot of people. There are literally millions and millions and millions of people being affected by this EPA. 325 million people, to be exact, whatever the number of population of this country is, including all the illegal aliens. God knows how many of those are, since they're allowed to just meander across the border. And if they're carrying children, well, then our Border Patrol and our Homeland Security, well, they're going to take those little children and they're going to personally hand deliver those illegal alien children to their illegal alien parents. They are allowing, literally, I'm not making this stuff up. They are literally allowing the Mexican drug cartels, the same Mexican drug cartels that we allowed several thousand weapons to go into their hands, untraced. We still don't know where these weapons are. We're allowing the same Mexican drug cartels to smuggle in children across the border. Now, they may be coming over for great intentions, and it's not the children's fault, but you cannot tell me, you cannot convince me that there isn't a certain percentage of those kids coming over here that aren't going straight into prostitution, straight into slavery. Don't even come close to telling me that. Even if it's only one. One is too much. One is far too much. But our Homeland Security, isn't Homeland Security supposed to protect our borders? Isn't that what they're supposed to be? Which, why do we need really another Homeland Security? Isn't the FBI supposed to do this? We've already got, how many different goddamn agencies do we have doing the same frickin' job? I mean, that's what I don't understand. I'm sick and tired of every time something happens, we got to overreact and get a thousand other new goddamn bureaus and agencies and all these other people that overlap and nobody can get anything done because it's just over-bureauized. Guess is a word, probably not, but you know me, I murderate the English language as much as I possibly can. I have the right to murderate the English language. It's called freedom of speech. You don't like it? I don't care. Maybe I don't like the way you speak. How the hell did we get on that when we're starting a war on coal? I don't understand it. But anyway, this rule, criticism from coal miner industry supporters who say the carbon capture technology is not sufficiently developed at this point to be viable. Well, I already said that. I knew that. I didn't need to read this. You know it. Of course, this is happening out front of the introduction of emissions regulations on existing power plants due to come out this June. God only knows what that's going to be. It's all a part of their ambitions to maneuver around that spitefully obstructionist Congress and work their climate change will via execution or executive action. Congress. That obstructionist Congress? What Congress? We don't need a Congress anymore. We've got a king. He can executive order anything he wants to. That's another thing. We've got to get rid of that stupid executive order power. We need a lot of amendments in this Constitution. Now, the other day, we had a caller and talked about the Constitution. I think it was just because, I don't know if he didn't understand it or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. But we have the right to fix this document. We started out with 10 amendments. We now have 27. Some of these amendments need to go away. Number one, the 17th Amendment, so we can have a balanced Congress. That's number one. But we abolished slavery in the 13th Amendment. Now, is that a bad thing? I don't think so. 14th Amendment doesn't seem like a bad thing to me. That's a pretty good one. We have the right to fix this Constitution. We have the right to protest our government. We, not them, we, it's us. This is our document. This is our Constitution. Yes, it is our safeguard. It is our security blanket between us and the government. But we, this Constitution, not only does the government have to follow it, not only does the law enforcement have to follow it, but we have to follow it. Everybody has to follow this document, including the First Amendment. It's okay for a liberal to say whatever the hell they want to, but as soon as somebody on the right just opens up their mouth, it's offensive. It's racist, and they've got to lose their job. They've got to be fined. We've got to throw them in jail, all because they didn't like what somebody said. Well, maybe if they understood what the person said, maybe they might like it. But see, it's not about that with the left. They're not concerned with the facts. If they know you're on the right, it doesn't matter. You're wrong. And you must be persecuted for it. Now, Sean Penn's out there saying that we got to put all these people in insane asylums. Now, I don't know whether if he was being, you know, facetious or not. I know I speak facetiously a lot and sarcastically. But I am serious that there needs to be some people thrown in jail because they stole money from the American people. When you steal money, you should go to jail, right? If I go up to somebody and I steal, I go up to a store and I steal a bunch of money out of their till and I run out and I get caught, don't you think I'm going to go to jail? Throwing your political foes into an insane asylum because you don't like them. This is different. When I talk of throwing people into jail, yeah, you allowed 400 surface-to-air missiles to be stolen, the cost of four American brothers' lives. If you are that incompetent, that irresponsible, I'm sorry, you cannot be that incompetent and irresponsible without it being deliberate. Because nobody with a frickin' brain, first of all, after the English left, the Red Cross left, and so what do? Well, we get rid of all of our security. I mean, does that make any sense to you? As soon as the Red Cross and the Brits leave Libya, we kick our security out. Hottest, most dangerous areas on planet Earth, and we relax our security, knowing full well we had 400 surface-to-air missiles there. Look, we're the United States military. We don't allow people to steal our weaponry. We just don't do that. Well, it looks like we do it now, but we used to not. When I was in the military, that would have never happened. I can tell you that. And if it did, If what happened in Benghazi happened when I was in the service under Reagan, I guarantee you there would have been some ass-whooping going on. Some serious ass-whooping. We'd already have the culprits. They'd be dead. First of all, I can't imagine that Ronald Reagan would allow our security to be relaxed, especially after Britain and the Red Cross left. Now, whether you're doing some shady deals with 400 surface-to-air missiles or not, you've got 400 surface-to-air missiles. You better make goddamn sure you have enough security for that. I mean, that's common sense, man. You don't have to be that intelligent to know that if you have got 400 surface-to-air missiles, you need to have more than adequate security, especially in the hottest zone on planet Earth. So we can't burn any more coal because it's, well, I guess it kills the polar bears, even though the polar bears are increasing in numbers. But those light bulbs, every time you turn on one of those incandescent light bulbs, a polar bear dies. So how do you go to sleep at night knowing that you're killing a polar bear every time you turn on an incandescent light bulb? Does that make you feel good there, Mr. Conservative Man, Mr. Tea Party Man? Yeah, it does. It makes me feel actually pretty damn good because I'm able to see. And I don't have to worry if I drop the son of a bitch. I won't have to put on a goddamn nuclear zoot suit, evacuate the home, go out to the store, get a bunch of duct tape, get some plastic bags. If I drop it up, I sweep it up and be done with it. Put another one in. Bada boom, bada bing, you're done. I don't have to worry about any mercury going into my body. They don't really expect this round of regulations on new power plants in and of itself to lower the carbon emissions much. Well, then why are they doing this? Again, control and power. It doesn't matter if it works or not. As long as they've got the control and the power, that's all that matters. That's all this is about. Control and power. Well, if you like being under their control, under this kind of control, well, then keep voting the way you've been voting, and you're going to get more of it. Good luck. Because a good deal of the recent investment in the industry has been going toward the cleaner natural gas plants, thriving on the ongoing fracking boom. Now, the frackers. Yeah, them frackers. We got to put an end to them frackers. Yeah. They don't even know what the hell fracking is. They hear something and they automatically got to protest. And most of these protesters, they're not protesting the whatever event. They don't even know why they're there. These people are trucked in, man. They're bussed in. They get all these little communist little green groups and all these little liberal organizations out there, and they, yeah, we need some protesters to go over here. Yeah, can anybody make it? Yeah, I can make it. Okay, yeah. We'll give you a sack lunch, and you'll be on your way. And they just stand out there and protest, and they have no reason why they're protesting. They don't know. Idea what fracking is, but yet they're protesting it. But the Obama administration is actively assuring that coal's affordable, reliable energy source won't be available if the market should ever swing the other way for whatever reason. Reasons, like they say, the ones undermining Germany's misbegotten quest to speedily foist moistly renewable energy forms upon the masses and resulting in the most coal use they've ever had since 1990. Now get a load of this. Brown coal electricity production in Germany rose last year to its highest level since 1990. Now, Germany, they're big on this liberal crap, and I'm German. I'm glad I don't live there. Brown coal electricity production in Germany rose last year to its highest level since 1990, despite the country's campaign to shift to green sources of energy. I wonder why that is. Maybe because that green energy doesn't friggin' work? Germany, which is the world's largest brown coal miner, last year used the fuel to generate 162 kilowatt hours of electricity. That is up from the 161 kilowatt hours in 2012 and the highest total since the 171 kilowatt recorded in 1990 when East Germany's ex-communist plants were still in full flow. Bottom line is this, guys. Coal is going to be needed for several years to come. That's the bottom line. We either get coal or we don't get any electricity. If we can develop something that can produce electricity, that isn't going to have like a nuclear meltdown, that isn't going to put carbon in the air, okay, well then fine. Come up with an EPA. You've got all these great and wonderful ideas of how to stop all these greenhouse gases, but what do you got how to produce the same amount of electricity? What are your suggestions? Well, just stop producing it? Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Well, then how are you people in the EPA, how are you going to run your little Priuses? Huh? What are you going to do when you come home and you turn on the lights and there's no electricity? You can't burn oil because oil is natural, a fossil fuel. Can't burn wood because, well, that's a tree. Can't use electricity because electricity produces whatever. So how are these people? Well, as long as they're all right, it's the peasants. See, they're allowed to use electricity. They're allowed to use all these things. Al Gore, how many jets does he have? And these aren't just little bitty planes. These are big planes. He can fly all over the world, putting carbon footprint after carbon footprint all over the landscape, all over the planet. But goddammit, don't you dare try to drive that truck of yours or your car. Yeah. And don't you use one of those incandescent light bulbs either. Those are for me to use. Anybody see the report? His electric bill just... One of his homes, one, he's got a lot of them. Just one of his homes, the electric bill. Just his electricity bill alone was more than, I don't know, it was some city or some county or something like that. But it's a ridiculous amount. He uses more electricity than some cities in our country. And he's out there touting, we're all sinners. And haters, because we burn wood and burn coal, and we hunt. I mean, you see what I'm talking about? I mean, we all know there's hypocrisy in the world. You can't, look, if you're a human, you're a hypocrite. It's just the way it is. You're a liar, and you're a hypocrite. We all lie. We are all hypocrites. You can't get away from it. We're human. However, it's the kind of lie, the amount of lies, when you lie, when you're hypocritical. Why are you hypocritical? For what reason? What motivation? Why are you doing it? Are you hypocritical for a good reason or a bad reason? Are you lying for a good reason or a bad reason? Is there a good reason to lie? Well, maybe sometimes there are. You got to decide that for yourself. But when there is radiation hitting the West Coast at 1,400% higher than what it should be, there's no reason to lie. I'm sorry, I have a problem with that. And look, I think most people would prefer to hear the truth from our government. regardless of how awful that truth may be. It's a lot easier to actually deal with the truth than it is to deal with a lie. Because eventually the truth is going to come out. The truth will always come out. It may take a while, but it'll eventually come out. And if you've been lied to and lied to and lied to, and then when the truth finally does come, well, then you're hit with a big, huge shock, man. That's what creates panic. That's what creates confusion. That's what creates anger. That's what creates wars. So if it's bad out there, say it. But if it's not bad, don't make it sound bad so you can sell a goddamn book. I'm sick and tired of these stupid global warming scientists making millions of dollars off of you. That's right. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Go into these grant programs so these scientists can write a global warming book so they can make a living. They're writing about something that doesn't exist. Well, I'm a writer. I write stories. I write stuff that doesn't exist all the time. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I got into the wrong goddamn business. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I'll apply for a grant and I'll write a global warming puff piece. Yeah, I'll be able to go out and buy that fancy schmancy brand new car and new home. I might be able to get an airplane like Al Gore. Hell, I'll be living high on the hog. But see, stuff like that would eat at me, and I would feel way too guilty. Just like even if Joe Girardi were to hire me to play center field for the New York Yankees, that would eat at me, knowing that I was team's chances of ever going to the playoffs. I would play one inning, though. I'll guarantee you that. I'd play one inning at center field. It would be fun. But I couldn't do it for a long time. That wouldn't be right to the New York Yankees. It wouldn't be right to the fans. And it wouldn't, most importantly, would not be right to Major League Baseball. It just wouldn't be right. Well, it's the same principle. These people are doing all this stuff because they want it. It doesn't matter how many people are affected by what they want. As long as they get what they want, that's the only thing that matters. This Udall or Udall, he's a jackwagon. I don't know if you've seen him before, but he's an idiot. How can you go out and defend this stuff? Why does anybody really want to continue defending this Obamacare? Why do they want to do that? Well, I think we've exhausted that point. We know why they want to do it. They're trying to save face. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake. They voted for something that doesn't work, never will work. So if they just double down on the lie, eventually people will believe it. Well, the country ain't believing this crap anymore, guys. So you need to give it up. You need to give it up. And look, America, this is serious. If we don't change a lot of things in 2014, you've got you don't have anybody to blame for yourself now. But in 2014, if you don't change a lot of things, that says more about you than it says about these people that are doing this stuff to you. Those are the kind of people I don't like. I don't like talking to these people. I don't even like being in the same room with them. I mean, you can just feel their stupidity. I don't like hanging around stupid people. I don't like hanging around really, really smart people either, because I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. But I'd rather hang around them, because they're not stupid. They're not devious. That's what I don't like. Nancy Pelosi, devious. Harry Reid, devious. Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz, devious. Peter King, devious. John Boehner, devious. Mitch McConnell, devious. Barry Satoro, devious. Obama donor to head IRS Tea Party targeting investigation. She never saw that one coming. What a surprise. Quick, stop the presses. The attorney heading the internal investigation into the potential unfair targeting of conservative groups by the IRS is a frequent and significant donor to both the Democratic National Committee and President pro tempore Barry Satoro. Wow. Representative Issa. Again, Issa, I love your committees here, man, but they ain't working. They never will work. We need some grand juries here. We got to find out the truth. Look, if they're innocent, the grand jury will find that out, and we can be done with it. But if they're guilty, the grand jury will also find that out, and we can do something about it. I don't care what the damn truth is. I just want to know what the damn truth is. And these committee hearings, you're not going to hear the truth. They're not there to tell you the truth, Mr. Issa, and I love you, and you're one of the good guys. You're on the right side. Issa is a good guy. He's a good guy. So far, he's a good guy. He's not on my bad list. All I'm saying is we got to amp it up a little bit. We can't afford any more of these cockamamie hearings that go absolutely nowhere. We need to start getting some results. And I don't care who you are, Republican or Democrat, I really don't give a damn. If you're a crooked politician, you belong in jail. You're stealing money from the American people, you belong in jail. It doesn't matter what your stupid party affiliation is. What the hell does that have to do with anything? I'm sick and tired of people with that crap, too. Well, it's all the Republicans' fault. Well, it's all the Democrats' fault. No, it's all the individuals' fault. And it's your fault for voting these sons of bitches into office every time. I mean, my God, how many times do these people have to keep screwing you before you realize that it hurts? And it doesn't feel good. Representative Issa, chairman of the House and Oversight and Government Reform Committee, sent a letter today to Attorney General Eric Holder, which that guy, for there's a lot of stuff this guy has done. He needs to be in jail. Even before he became Attorney General, this guy needs to be in jail. Revealing new information that reached a committee on who is conducting the internal investigation at the IRS regarding the inappropriate targeting of conservative groups. Seeking an explanation as to why the FBI has been unresponsive to the committee, Representative Issa noted that the current and former IRS officials revealed Barbara Bosserman, a trial attorney within the IRS's Civil Rights Commission, is leading the internal investigation. Yeah, she's probably got her report already pre-filled out. I can tell you right now, I've never even met this woman, and she's a piece of work already. The fact that she would accept that. It's like, hello, excuse me, I got a little bit of a conflict of interest here. Maybe you should pick somebody else. Bosserman's leadership raises all sorts of questions about the investigation's fairness. Really? Representative Issa's investigations revealed that she had been a loyal financial backer of the DNC since 2004 and has donated multiple times to President Barry Satoro two campaigns. Her personal donation reaches over roughly $7,000 to both the party and President Satoro. And if you don't know why I call him Barry Satoro, because I don't know what his real name is. Did he lie about being born in Hawaii to become president? Or did he lie about being born in Indonesia so he can get free college as a foreign exchange student? See, we don't know. So I'm going to call him Barry Satoro and president pro tempore. But he's not a real president. He's only there temporarily until we can figure out what the hell to do with him. Me personally, I would have impeachment hearings. We've got enough evidence. This isn't, come on, this isn't just overreaching. This isn't just me talking because I don't like the guy. Never met him, so I don't know him personally. But with Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS,
voter ID, a lot forcing
our Border Patrol to not allow or to not arrest people illegally crossing our border, especially the Mexican drug cartel bringing over children. Okay, that has to deal with national security. Big time. Okay, that's kind of criminal activity stuff. That's why I say impeachment hearings are necessary. It's not just because I don't like him. I can't stand Nancy Pelosi, the dumbest person ever to be in Congress. I can't throw her in jail for being stupid. But I can impeach a president for breaking every goddamn law in this Constitution. I can do that. And he is breaking laws. He isn't following it. He doesn't, Congress, he doesn't need a Congress. You can't executive order your way through anything you want. Well, maybe I'm going to go give Joe Girardi an executive order and tell that son of a bitch I'm playing center field next year, whether he likes it or not. How about that, Mr. Satoru? Can I do that too? Or do you got to be a king to do that? Got to win an election? All right. Representative Issa asserts and demands that the Attorney General immediate action to both remove Bossermann from the investigation and remedy any damage that may have occurred due to their involvement. Yes, and Mr. Holder's going to get right on that one. I mean, this is pathetic. This is pathetic. The White House has been notoriously silent despite its apparent involvement in unfairly targeting 501c4s and other political civic action committees aligned with the Tea Party for more through investigations and whether their political advocacy was proper, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we all know what they did. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney called the targeting a phony scandal. Of course it's a phony scandal because they're involved in it. Phony scandal. Really? How about Benghazi? Was that a phony scandal too? I suppose those four American brothers that were brutally murdered, I suppose that was phony? They weren't really murdered? How about Fast and Furious? Was that phony too? How about those 400 surface-air missiles that were stolen? Was that phony too? How about that $800 billion you stole from the American taxpayers to give to your campaign donors? Was that phony too? Huh? I don't mind. We've only got a couple minutes here. I'm not going to go into this stupid Chris Christie story. I mean, this is just, and he's supposed to meet with the, supposed to have met with the press at 11 a.m. It's close to 12 now. It's cheesy. It's greasy. Not interested. I'm not voting for Christie. I could really care less. If you want to find out more about it, well, you know, look it up yourself because I'm not going to cover it. I just don't have time for the nonsense. I'm sick of the whole smash. They're all creeps. They're all crooks. They all could care less about doing their job. They only cared about as long as they've got a job and they're making millions of dollars and they got the power and control over you. And that's all that matters. Doesn't matter if the country's prospering. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to them at all. As long as they're doing okay, then everything is fine. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.